This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So we have a theme on Twitch.
Yeah?
Yeah. The theme is the cost to curse. And here's how it goes. Kitek says, the cost to curse is real. Costa forces his way into the Pistons bandwagon, and they lose to the worst team in the NBA. He follows it up with, Costa gives up on the Red Wings, and they end their losing streak. Then there's...
And now he's telling people...
Then there's an odd comment, more trophies for Heather... and then it comes back, beware the cost of curse when picking your bracket. Yes, he spent a whole segment talking about MSU one seed, so you know they will lose today. The cost of curse, is it real?
They'll shoot like 1-16 and get bounced in their first Big Ten
to Oregon
tournament game against Oregon. Well, the good news for everybody is that Javi's going to have a great season. Javi Baez is going to have a great year because I don't get it. I don't see it. AJ Hinch was on with us yesterday. He said, hey, Javi's going to play third a little bit. And he played third yesterday in their spring training game. And John, are you at all surprised he committed an error in his first game at third base? I don't know how you feel about this. We didn't really talk about it because we had AJ on and we had a bunch of other stuff as you slept on it. The idea that Javi's going to be this utility guy. He said yesterday he wants to play some center field. How do you feel about it?
Well, I mean, okay. That seems to be the more of a... kid's dream. When I got in the major leagues, I wanted to be able to play shortstop. That's my spot. Maybe I could play this. Maybe I chase some fly balls in the outfield. Okay, I think he was probably. I didn't hear the context of that comment. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's really going to play center field.
No, I don't either.
Third base. What takes a better glove? Different skill sets, different perspective.
Typically, you're better defenders at short. So you see shortstops that do play third. When they get a little older.
Right. So I'm not going to sit here and say because that he played third base for one spring training game and had an error that he, you know, this is stupid. This is terrible. I'm willing to give it some time to see because I don't know. He's, as much as this sounds ridiculous, he's performing better than Jace Young.
Right.
And Vierling's not available.
Right. Some of this is out of necessity.
Yeah, this is clearly out of necessity. So I'm not going to sit here and skewer AJ Hinch for putting him over at third base. I'm also not going to skewer Javi Baez more than we enjoy doing that on a regular basis because it was his first day at third base.
Yeah, I'm not skewering AJ. He's on the roster. Well, for whatever reason, he's going to end up on this roster. There's $70 million reasons why he's on this roster. AJ is going to try to get the most out of him. They'll likely platoon him against lefties, right? Yeah. He's a right-handed bat. They don't have enough right-handed bats. AJ is going to try to make chicken salad out of chicken you know what. But do I believe Javi Baez deserves creative ways to get into the lineup? No, his bat's terrible. I'm not falling over to try to get this guy more ABs. I do like that he's moved off of maybe being the primary shortstop because then it's just one step away from not even being on the team.
Sure.
But the idea that I need to find ways to get him more at-bats, have we not seen at-bats from Javi Baez? He was a minus defender a year ago at shortstop. And I don't know that it's going to be a smooth transition to playing more third base. I get why they're doing it. I don't necessarily like it. I hope it just means that they're not reliant on him at shortstop and they're just going to kind of pop him in against lefties. And if he hits, great. And if he doesn't, he's off the team. But that second part, I just don't trust.
I agree. And I don't know. Okay, the simple answer that all of us would love to hear is that Javi Baez isn't going to be a part of the roster. But if that's the case, and you're looking at, he's got, as much as it pains me to say this, he's got a better track record than Jace Young.
Sure.
And so who are you going to put at third base?
Well, Jace is a lefty bat, so he'll play primarily against righties. Most pitchers are right-handed. Jace will likely play more. But if Jace is a disaster defensively at third base, what's the answer? Because I don't want Javi facing right-handed pitching.
A bigger risk of him being a disaster at the place than that at the plate than there is him being a disaster at third base.
Jace had a bumpy year defensively last year.
Sure.
And he's had a bumpy spring at the plate. So what if Jace is not ready for the bigs right now? Then he goes down to AAA. Who is this team's third baseman? You can't tell me Javi Baez is playing every day against right-handers. You just can't. And I really want to know, the only way we'll see is when it plays out, John.
Okay, you don't want me to say it. I'll just
go ahead.
Wait for you to start a new thought.
Go ahead.
Because I don't know what your answer is.
The answer is not the greatest of answers. It's Zach McKinstry.
Yeah, probably.
Your third baseman right now, like, kind of just hit me a little bit here, that I think right now Jace Young is in jeopardy of making this team. You start boiling down the numbers, and you see how Torque is hitting. You know, if he has revived himself a degree to where he's going to be a 20 home run guy, you know what that means for this lineup, especially with Vierling maybe missing time? I know you're laughing and smiling,
no,
but
it's just because I was laughing because the idea is, you remember when they drafted Spencer Torkelson? They made a big deal about announcing his position.
Yeah.
Everybody projected him as a major league first baseman, but they said, we're drafting number one overall third baseman Spencer Torkelson. If you were going to move someone over to third for a little bit here, wouldn't it be him?
Well, has he even practice it.
I know.
But that's the thing. They have this dilemma where, like, if Jace Young has really been, like, this horrible this spring and you can't trust him completely defensively, then you put McKinstry over there. And it's not like, it's almost like Vierling light in some ways with him. You can trust him. You got to be able to trust the guys defensively. You have to put some sort of legitimate defense behind this pitching staff, which has been outstanding for most of the spring.
Let me back up with the Javi thing. There will be people who say, let's give him a chance. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Let's give Hinch creatively with the lineup the benefit of the doubt and see what happens, right? Do you trust both ways, though? We'll trust them to get off on the right foot and make the most of the bats they have. Do you trust that if he struggles the way he has for several consecutive seasons, do you trust them to kick him off the roster? Because I don't. Do you? Fine, I'll trust that you're going to play Javi to start the season. And if he's batting 185, do we trust them to remove him from the roster entirely? I don't.
Well, John made the point, though. You trust Javi more than Young. Are these two great options? Absolutely not, potentially. But the track record is that I'm really starting to think here, like, there could be a three-headed monster between short and third base of McKinstry, Sweeney, and Baez.
Well, don't forget Ibañez, too.
And Ibañez, yeah, as well. So you got two right-handers and two left-handers. And to me, that leaves Young out. Plus, options play into this, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
You're so frustrated, aren't you?
Well, no, I'm just
going to have Matt Chapman over there and everything will be fine.
You're going to get me going. Is the case not to keep Jace Young on upside, though?
If he's not hitting well, you send him down and get him right.
But I'm saying to make the opening day roster.
I don't know, man. To me, this seems like the puzzle says he's out.
Yeah. And Javi's in.
And especially if Torque is pushing his way onto the roster.
Why is it always third base? Why is that where everything has just festered?
Just to annoy you.
Festered at third base. We did this a year ago with Chapman. We did the Bregman saga. I know he who shall not be named. Vierling, we had the whole debate, how good is Vierling? And he deserves a role, but now he's hurt. It's always third base. Jace Young is this prospect we can't block, but now he might not even make the team a year later for Javi, of all people, to play. Why is it always third base? They have not been able to solidify that position for 3 years.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's frustrating because you thought you were, you know, you might have an answer there, which would have made things a lot easier, especially with the injuries that they've suffered so far in spring training, because it's not going to be the only injuries.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if Javi, you know, has a 2 weeks where he's still recovering? Like, I know he's out there playing, but it's not that far removed from the hip surgery. What happens if it gets stiff for a couple of weeks and they want to give him a couple of weeks to, you know, to rest it up? What do you do then while Vierling is still out?
I wish I could have bottled up the energy at the end of last season, because I think a lot of people have forgotten. We did the conversation, and we weren't the only show to talk about it. If Javi's on this team to start the season, you will feel insulted. You'll feel cheated. This team won a bunch of games without Javi in the lineup last year. He shouldn't be on the team. And now here we are talking about him carving out additional ABs and playing additional positions.
Well, what if his glove is better than Jace Young? And, you know, so he does settle into that third base position as a defender, mm-hmm. and he's batting 220. Are you okay to live with it?
I have no choice, John.
No, I know you don't have a choice.
I'm not okay with it.
Because you're not going to go out, you're not going to bring in another third baseman right now.
Right, because they were all in on one guy and didn't get him.
Yeah.
They didn't have
the only other argument is you are allowed to make trades. You could still add to the roster. You could still go out there and say, you know what, we didn't foresee Vierling. We didn't foresee Parker Meadows. We didn't foresee Jace Young not being able to take that step and be able to hit. We didn't see Trey Sweeney. I mean, you should be able to see Trey Sweeney struggle at the plate. But, okay, this is the position that we're in. Do we want to go out there and add to this team? Because we still can.
The trade thing's interesting because I just had some random thought back here. Does Torque have any value?
Sure.
Not until he proves it in the regular season. But that might be too late.
It only takes one, though. If they see him in spring and they know his background, and I don't know.
Is there somebody in Major League Baseball that says, you know what I could do with him?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, somebody traded, you know, Luca for Anthony Davis in sports, so anything can happen.
Yeah. We got a couple Tiger phone calls and ticket texts to read. Get an update on Lucy last night. Did she hit the game-winning shot? Did they pull off the win at Mackey? Talked a little bit about it yesterday. We'll pay it off next, 97.1.
Hey, we're getting some warmer weather. We're going to get some rain this weekend, and your grass is going to start greening up. We're inch closer to April. You got to give Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service a call. Get green, stay green with Natural Way, and save some green. Call by the end of the month for the early bird discount. Purchase a full lawn program. You're going to get free grub control, but you got to mention my name along with 97.1 The Ticket. How do you get in touch with them? Well, you can get them on the phone at 888-GET-GREEN or on the web at naturalwaylawn.com. And when you hire Natural Way, you're going to get the Natural Way difference. Fewer chemicals and environmentally sound practices. Your lawn and your home is going to be designed or assigned its own specialist. Locally owned and operated for over 3.5 decades. They're going to custom tailor a solution specifically for your yard and your home. It's not their first rodeo, so they know exactly what they're doing. And they're also going to give you 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you had crabgrass last year, you don't want to see it this year. It's kind of the bane of everyone's existence. It's not too late right now. You've got to fix it. That first application means everything. Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service, 888-GET-GREEN. Stay green with Natural Way.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay. Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, we're talking the hobby thing and it's turned into a third base thing. Couple ticket text phone calls. We'll keep the show rolling here. Texter says, I'm fully prepared for the Tigers to take a big step back this year. The roster is constructed poorly, specifically at third. It's one of the major reasons why. Texter says, I don't care how good his glove is. I'm not watching Javi swing and miss over and over and over and over and over and over again. I only added one over. People just aren't excited about the possibility of them creatively finding more ways for Javi Baez to play baseball. AJ Hinch played him at third yesterday. He gave us the heads up when he was on with us that they're going to use Javi a little more creatively. If he's on the roster, at least they're pulling him off of the everyday shortstop. But John, I don't really know what makes sense for him in terms of the lineup. Like if he's going to play, it's going to be against lefties. But I want Andy Ibañez playing third base against lefties. So now I'm keeping Javi at, I don't know why Javi's on the team. If you want to tell us you're serious and you tried to get Bregman, you're willing to spend money to get better. We were all on the same page in the offseason. Spend money to get better, and that means Javi's off the roster. Well, that's one way to spend money to get better.
I think the underlying thing that nobody's really talking about, we've touched on it a little bit, is it's that little festering thing that just won't go away, right? It's that little pebble that's stuck in your shoe. And this is a team that made the postseason. And then you look at them compared to Cleveland. You look at them compared to Minnesota, Kansas City. Are you going into this season now with looking at Javi at third, Jace Young not yet where we need him to be,
mm-hmm.
Trey Sweeney at short, McKinstry in the mix, and injuries to Vierling and Parker Meadows. And now you're sitting there going, gosh, instead of competing for a division, are they going to be third or fourth? That's the frustrating part.
That would be incredibly frustrating. I go back to third. If it's a lefty on the mound, I want a Baez at third. If it's a righty on the mound, I can't put Javi in the batter's box, even if the glove stabilizes. So I don't get it.
And that's also what adds to the festering frustration is you got Scooble, you've got Flaherty, you've got a great pitching staff.
I know.
And you're not going to back it up with defense or offense.
Ron and Macomb, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you guys?
Good.
So, and call me crazy, but you can agree that we're kind of desperate at third base, correct?
Yeah.
And if Torkelson's hitting, this is a number one draft pick, number one guy. If he's hitting, I want him playing, and I want him playing first base every day. So I don't think we've talked about that. Can Colt Keith play third base?
He did in the minors. For whatever reason, they made the determination he's not good enough defensively to play third. And I don't know that he's played it really much since. I mean, last year he was exclusively at second base, and I still feel like second base is where he's going to end up if Torres isn't here long term. I don't know. I agree with you that they have to be, if they're willing to be flexible, that's a consideration, right? Like, John, what do you make of Colt Keith in a pinch playing some third? I know they're trying to introduce him to a brand new position at first, so it's not ideal. And that's probably why it won't happen.
Right. I mean, it's so you've got a guy that you got to wonder how much of the defensive side of things, them moving him from second to first, trying to learn a new position, then throwing him over to third, how much is he focused on, here's what I have to do defensively, here's what I'm looking for, here's what I'm doing, here's what I'm practicing, versus we also need him at the plate.
Yep. Arguably like, more there.
How much resource is he putting into the defense and neglecting what he needs to be doing at the plate?
That's a good point. Lucy, how'd she do last night?
Well, wasn't a great outing. I did find out who they were playing. And the broadcast itself was hilarious. They had broadcasters.
Really? Awesome.
Oh, yeah. There was commentary. And they were using all the old cliches, you know, and pennies and dimes and all this stuff. But the team that they were playing, the participation was much different. So Kappa Sigma, Lucy's for sorority, they had a bench of about 10 people. 5 on the court, 10 on the bench. The Alpha Phi, who they were playing, had 5 on the court, 1 on the bench. The problem is that all 6 of them were legit basketball players. They had one girl that was playing for, not on the Purdue women's team, obviously, but on the Purdue club team. She was legit. She was knocking down threes, and they were running an offense.
Oh, they had sets.
They were running a 2-3 zone. They came out. It was, I'm watching it going, who in the hell? And so I'm obviously, and I don't know if Lucy's got her cell phone on the bench because, you know, maybe she's taking videos or something, and I'm texting her and I'm like, hey, you know, you need to have somebody at the top of the key. Like, you got to be able to dump the ball in to try and collapse that zone so you can kick it out and get a zone breaker and make a 3.
Yep.
And they weren't doing it. They were moving the ball around. They were doing, and
they were
there
deer
was
in
no,
headlights.
Yeah. And so, and then I'm texting her the same thing. I'm like, hey, you know, maybe you guys should try a 2-3 zone, you know, and I clearly, like, if I had told her that, she'd be like, what's that? You know, okay. So that's.
So is this ugly?
Oh, it got ugly fast. I think they lost. They hit the mercy rule.
Oh, no.
With running clock, 4 quarters, 10-minute quarters. And if you were down by 20 or vice versa, up by 20 with 2 minutes left, you didn't play the final 2 minutes, which I don't know why they call the mercy at that time. But so they lost by 20. But
Lucy, did she have fun, John?
Oh, she looked like she had a great time.
Good.
She did get in the game. Like I said, she was going to have limited time.
Mm-hmm.
She got in the game in the fourth quarter when they emptied the bench. She's running up and down the floor. She looked like she looked in the driveway playing defense, hands flaring everywhere, jumping around, having a good time. And honestly, as a dad, I'm watching it like I want her to win. I just simply wanted her to look like she was having fun. She had a great time with her teammates, and I'm sure they had fun commiserating after the game. So, yeah, they lost, sadly. But she did get to run on Mackey Court,
which is really
Mackey
cool.
Arena. It's actually Keedy Court.
Yes. Yeah. And yeah, we talked about it a little bit yesterday. People that missed it, some of the cool experiences that you guys may have had playing at iconic venues on the way up with sports.
Yeah,
we've got Cookie Jar coming up at 7:35. Heather with the news.
Well, Warren police have released body cam footage of the recent fatal officer-involved shooting. And during a press conference, the police commissioner, Eric Hawkins, said that it looks like this individual had suicide by cop as an intent. And in this body cam, officers can be heard telling this guy that was armed with that knife or that ice pick, right, to get on the ground. He responded by yelling back to the officer saying, "Shoot me." Right. Oh. And then after he refused to drop the weapon, that's when they used a taser. But that didn't work. It wasn't effective. And the man was shot as he continued to approach the officers. The man got within 12 feet of the officers before he was shot. And like we talked about the other day, the four officers involved have been placed on administrative leave pending an investigation. Troy police say that Tammy Peterson, the CEO of the Oxford Center, ran away and tried to hide evidence after that five-year-old boy, Thomas Cooper, died inside of one of the center's hyperbaric chambers. So despite the fact that she actually had her son scrub her devices, right, like wipe her laptop, police were still able to go and find electronic messages on her devices. One, she shared photos of the boy during the incident, right? Like, not of this fun little boy that was in the center days and days before, of the actual incident. And she also had that along with messages that were really critical of this child, of a five-year-old child. Her messages also show that she basically would tell people anything they want to hear about a hyperbaric chamber, that yes, it could treat basically anything if it would get them to come to the facility,
so
right?
She was like a snake oil salesman.
Yeah. During the arraignment, one detective said that the Oxford Center staff blatantly ignored safety measures that could have kept that little boy alive, including a failure to use grounding straps, which are typically worn like around the wrist during one of these treatments to prevent static electricity that could spark a fire. In fact, there was an employee who refused to run these hyperbaric chambers because they weren't following these. And guess what happened to that employee?
Fired.
Fired. Yes.
Well, good for that person for standing up for it, though.
Sure. A Warren man has been arrested after stealing several high-end Cadillacs from a GM parking lot. 24-year-old Dion Brooks, is accused of participating in this ongoing crime ring where he's accused of stealing multiple vehicles valued at more than $1.5 million. All of the stolen vehicles were brand new. They were waiting, you know, shipment to either dealerships or they're going to be corporate loaner cars. And what this guy would do would re-tag, they say, the vehicles with cloned vehicle identification numbers. And then he would sell them out of state for large profits. So he has been charged with one count of conducting a criminal enterprise. That's a 20-year felony. Finally, Jets legend Mark Gastineau is taking ESPN to court over the use of this now viral video clip featuring him confronting Brett Favre. So this clip was prominently displayed in one of the 30 for 30s, the New York Sack Exchange documentary. And he says that they used this clip without his consent and they used it in a misleading way. They didn't actually show the entire thing. And he's suing for $25 million.
So whenever you see documentaries or you see interviews or you see interactions, especially ones that like you don't, this is why I always talk about the context. You'd always have the full context. I mean, he's upset and I think rightfully so, but you know, there can be conversation and discussion before and after what led to that interaction and were they able to have a conversation and shake hands later? Apparently
they did.
They did.
That's
and
what
so,
he says. Yep.
Yeah. I think there you run the risk of wrongly portraying a situation.
And that's what he says. He says it's ruined his reputation.
It's Heather with the news. Coming up next, the cookie jar. We've got some St. Patrick's Day weekend conversations, pie day, a little fun. We'll get to that next, 97.1. Guys, if you're injured in a car accident, you go through it. The confusion, your pain, the stress, how am I going to get this resolved?
You need to go somewhere that cares about you. KG Law. You don't want the runaround, you go to KG Law. Phone number is 877-KG-CARES. Check him out, 877-KG-CARES.com. Lawrence KG is a Detroiter. He built his business with the idea that you're not just a number. He and his team look after you when you need it most. So if you or a loved one has been injured in a car accident, you need to call KG Law now. Visit KGCARES.com. That's spelled K-A-J-Y, KGCARES.com. All right, it's the cookie jar on a Friday. We have ridiculous, fun questions. We need some big opinions. The cookie jar is brought to you by Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Pie Day, John, a personal favorite of yours?
Yes.
What
Yes.
is the best pie?
Hands down. In my book, no debate. I'm not going to tell anybody else what to like, what to love. And if Coach Larry, I know he's out of town, if he was listening, if he could possibly... send one. It is the raspberry pie. And I don't care what's on top. It could be the lattice, you know, pie crust. It could be the, you know, the
crumble.
The crumble. Oh, it's almost good. Becomes like a cobbler. Throw a little scoop of French vanilla ice cream on top of warm raspberry pie. I think I sent you guys this. I would have a piece for an appetizer. I'd have my regular meal. And then I would eat the remaining raspberry pie.
The whole pie.
The whole pie. That's one that I can't say no until it's all gone. Do you want some more? Yeah. Oh, it's all gone. Oh. Is there another one?
Like everybody has that food that they just can't say no to.
It's irresistible to me.
Mm-hmm. Pie's not really my thing, but my number one pie is pretty generic apple pie.
And then
followed by a pumpkin pie. For me, maybe not so popular opinion. My favorite part of any pie is the crust, including a pizza pie.
Really?
Yeah, I love
the pizza pie.
I love the crust.
Greg,
pecan.
Oh,
I like pecan pies too. I like all pies.
It's got that kind of sugary slurry beneath the
slurry
the pecan crust.
So the food I can't stop eating is pizza, but I'm not going to count that in pizza pie here. I'm going to give you more of a traditional pie. I love a dessert pie.
Aren't they all dessert pies?
Yeah.
Are you talking what, like are chicken you, pot
are,
pie?
Are you kidding me? The dessert pie?
No, I didn't.
I like all dessert pies. I like pumpkin pie. I like chocolate meringue. Lemon meringue. Whatever.
Let me finish. I like a silk pie, like a chocolate silk pie, like a really sweet pie. I guess all fruit pies are sweet, too.
I'm confused.
I'm sorry.
I am, too.
Apologies.
Pick one.
The French silk pie.
Okay.
My answer was not dessert pie. I wanted to keep going.
Dessert pie.
Dessert pie.
I wasn't done.
At least he's not pronouncing Malachi Malachi yet.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
St. Patrick's Day is Monday. This is St. Patrick's Day weekend. Give me the best Irish thing.
I would have to say Irish whiskey.
Okay.
And I mean, there are some, when I was playing, somebody introduced me to my first Irish whiskey was a Tula Mordu, which I like saying. It's just fun to say. But probably some of the most well-known would be like a Bushmills. There's a lot of different versions of it. Redbreast, Teeling, all of those I think are great. So to me, that's the best Irish thing.
You know, I don't love whiskey or coffee or, you know, Guinness or anything. So I'm going with the Irish... the dogs, like the Irish setter, Irish wolfhound. Those are some good dogs.
Irish dogs. Greg?
Shamrock? What do you want me to say?
I don't know.
Yeah. Pot of gold.
Farley Clover.
Leprechaun. Like.
Redheads.
Oh. Okay. Tom?
Nice, Greg. I like that one. I will say this, Heather. It always comes back to dogs and bread. That's our two answers so far. The accent. Come on. I'm Irish. The Irish accent is borderline.
Well, then you certainly like have an Irish accent. I think you should finish this entire segment with an Irish accent.
There's just no way that's ever, ever, ever going to happen.
I
got the pot to call, John.
They're after me, pot of gold. I went with pubs. An Irish pub.
A good Irish pub. Okay, that's right. Yeah. Sure.
St. Patrick's Day. Is it the best drinking day of the year? If not, what is?
So I don't know. There's not a lot of days that I say I'm going to drink on this day.
Oh.
So I don't have a great answer. I would say New Year's Eve. I'm always going to have some champagne.
New Year's Eve is a great day to drink. I like drinking during the day, and I like the weather to be nicer than St. Patty's Day, because normally it's pretty darn cold, and you're out and about, and you're waiting in line.
All summer?
I'd go for all summer. No, I would go for like the 4th of July is what I am picking. Yeah.
It's the day before St. Patrick's Day, John, because we drink all the time.
This is amazing. Got a little Irish in you, don't you?
It's the all-day drinking. It's the green beer. It's just as it's starting to get to springtime, so you build that liquor coat and you don't even realize it's not yet springtime yet. St. Patrick's Day, the only other thing I would throw out.
Will you drink green beer?
On St. Patrick's Day?
You have to.
Yeah.
If you're going to go out on St. Patty's Day, you at least drink a green beer.
When I was in Grand Rapids, they have like a big St. Patrick's Day deal and like one of the main stretches downtown, and awesome time.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a great time.
Yeah.
Just a little
chilly.
The
other thing I'd throw out would be opening day for Detroit. Same thing. Like you build a liquor coat. Yeah. Spring's almost here. Yep. All day deal.
It's a good
day
one.
Drinking. Okay. Which Monopoly character do you play as?
So I'm going to go with the boot. Every time. And I tell the kids every time we play, I'm going to use this boot to kick your ass.
I used to always pick the thimble. And now I haven't played Monopoly in a long time. So the characters, I think, have changed. But more recently, I always choose the cowboy. Or like the horse.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
They call it a rocking horse, but it's a cowboy.
It's all about how it feels as you move it along the board. And I like having just the base of the horse. It's,
Greg?
That's why.
I have spent 43 years on this earth and not played one game of Monopoly.
Are you serious?
No.
Count your blessings. Count your blessings.
What do you mean? It's a fun game.
Oh, it's miserable.
It's a long game.
Ends. It never ends.
It's competitive.
Never ends.
Wow.
Never ends.
Huh. I'll help Heather out here. I always pick the dog.
There you go. You know, I like the little Scotty dog too. That's a good one, but
Scotty.
Irish setter.
I like the race car. All right. Favorite March Madness Cinderella, 'tis the season.
I'd have to go. I mean, it's kind of recent, but the St. Peter's run that they made, number 2 Kentucky, Murray State Racers, Purdue. Mm-hmm. I thought that was just a lot of fun. Had you ever heard of St. Peter's before?
No.
The Peacocks?
And you had Doug Eddard with his like little mustache?
Yeah.
Heather?
The only one I can think of, the one with Sister Jean.
Oh, yeah, Loyola.
Oh, Loyola.
Yeah.
Sister Jean!
Yeah.
They made a Final Four, right?
Good choice. I mean, in my heart, I'll never... NC State's story is unbelievable. They did a 2-hour 30-for-30 on it. That's the answer. However, George Mason to the Final Four... And the UConn team they beat in the regional final was one of the better loaded teams. And to me, that was David Goliath. And then I have to mention, Jimmy, it's Digga Phelps in Notre Dame. Oh, my accent's going bad right now.
Yeah.
The more we do this, I don't know.
You got mixed up there.
Yep, it's gone bad just now.
So I actually went George Mason. I was in middle school. It was my first introduction to a real Cinderella. Uh-huh. It's a Final Four team. From a double-digit seed, it had been 20 years, and the gauntlet wasn't just UConn. It was MSU and North Carolina, too.
I will go with the magical year of 2013. Props to Dunk City, Florida Gulf Coast, as a 15 seed, made it to the Sweet 16.
First 15, Florida. I think, to ever make the Sweet
Correct.
16. Last one. When do you know it's spring?
So when I was still actively playing softball, when you got a chance to play outside... Shagging fly balls, knocking a ball around the field. That to me was the start of spring. Now it's when I drop my kids off at softball practice or baseball practice and it's outside. I get a chance to watch them play outside. That to me, whenever that is. Last year, it was in February. They played outside almost all of February. That's the start of spring when I get a chance to watch baseball outside.
I mean, I guess if we're not going by like the actual calendar,
no,
I would
not.
Say, you know, when you can go out with a light jacket, when the snow is gone, when you start seeing little buds
the
on the tree. Oh, sure. Well, yeah, they've been out.
Yeah.
Today, Friday before Selection Sunday, weather gets unseasonably warm, all the big boys start playing in their conference tournament. Sign that March Madness is around the corner. It's today.
Today is the start of spring. I said Tigers opening day.
Okay.
Although we've had snow then.
Yeah. AJ brought up the snow globe yesterday.
Yeah. And that is the cookie jar. It's brought to you by Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price. Period. It's 97.1.
Hey, we're talking about spring, and some days you're going to have the heat still on. Some days you might want that AC. If your furnace or AC isn't getting the job done, do what I did and call the guys, the team, the experts at Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. Mastercraft has 24/7 emergency service, and they back their work with a 5-year warranty. Now through April 15th, you can buy a new furnace or AC and get half off the installation. They've got generators in stock ready to install right now. Call to schedule your free home in-home estimate, or check them out online at mastercraftheating.com. That's mastercraftheating.com.
Boston Strong. Oh, no asterisk for this guy. He's Boston Strong.
It's the day before St. Patrick's Day, John, because we drink all the time.
Stoney doing the Russian / Irish accent.
And then whatever Tom did. Good morning,
awesome.
Guys. It's a Friday.
Hey, kudos and thank you. Thank you very much for taking on the challenge of doing a majority of the rest of that segment with an Irish accent.
Yeah, I'll probably never do that again.
Hey, you don't have to. One time is all we needed.
Back to Vanilla Tom.
Yeah.
Texter says Gov's accent.
That's not true. You're a spicy garlic guy.
Tom. Gov's accent is coming off more Jewish sounding. Look up Kyle's cousin from South Park.
I thought the first one did okay.
Yeah.
In evaluation.
It just got, that's
and
why
then
I
lost at the last one.
You tried to
force
it.
I mean, I got to play up the easy ones, you know, like drinking all the time. All the stereotypes about my people.
My people.
All we do is drink, and there's pots of gold and rainbows.
Yes. You don't have the red hair, though. Or did you?
I didn't, no.
Oh, okay, I just didn't.
Fantasy woman does. Lost in all that.
Very good, maybe Greg. The greatest answer.
So some of the ticket techs reacting to the cookie jar, the best Irish thing is Irish women. Everyone knows the best thing is the women. I'm going to go Conor McGregor. That's from Rick in a cabinet shop.
What did he have on that suit? That was, he did the one press conference with the suit that had a bunch of holes. It was a foul language, but it was all like little print, had it all over. It was a tie, maybe he had it on. I forget what it was. But yeah, he's great personality.
I'm Irish and I hate green beer. Light Pilsner and green food dye is gross. Have a Guinness or any other Irish beer or whiskey instead.
Is it okay to have a black and tan? Because obviously the black is Guinness.
Mm-hmm.
So does that pass muster on St. Patty's Day?
I think so, yeah. That's very popular in Irish pubs. Okay. It's usually with Bass, Guinness and Bass.
Okay, all right.
Lost in the Shuffle a little bit.
Nice
since
Bass.
Lost in the Shuffle kind of a little bit that drink since the whole craft beer explosion.
Yes. Ticket Texter says, in college, I opened the bar at 7 a.m. on St. Patrick's Day, ended up closing it at 2 a.m. 19 hours later with a buddy. I went number two for a week that were green because of all the green beer dye. I started to actually get concerned, Calvin and Warren.
Mm-mm.
That's impressive. 19 hours?
Or the week.
Or the after. That's the part you took from that?
Right.
One that I did not say that I was very close to switching my answer to was the drink, the Irish Car Bomb. This was a staple. In my college years.
Yeah.
Drop a whiskey into a Guinness and then down it.
Yeah.
Lucky Charms are the best Irish thing from an unnamed ticket texter.
Yes.
Notre Dame.
Sure. Some love for Notre Dame. It says, no love for Middle Tennessee State for the all-time Cinderellas.
I was wondering if somebody would say that.
Well, this is the blue wall, so I figured somebody would troll MSU, but nobody did.
I thought about it. They won one game.
Yeah.
Gotta have a Sweet 16.
I know. It's not necessarily, it's not a Cinderella run.
No. The best days to drink, some people say St. Patrick's Day. Other people say the Tigers home opener. That's from Rob. Mm-hmm. The day before Thanksgiving is the best drinking day on the text.
Big bar night.
Massive bar night. Pies. Shepherd's pie. Chocolate cream pie. What do we got here?
Dessert pie.
What's that? Cookies stick to cookies. That answer was pathetic. Yes. Yeah, I'm getting clowned on the text. It's a day that ends in Y. I wasn't done with the thought. I was going to offer a specific dessert
pie. Yeah,
but
you paused.
I did. From the king of pauses over here. Come on now. Ticket texter says H pie. I'll let you use your imagination there. That's from Sean the Mailman. And what else we got here? Oberon Day, the best day to signify the start of spring. All right, now that John's laughing like a child, I actually do want to lean on you for this next conversation, John.
Dessert pie. Mew.
You know what? We do this.
Hey, what kind of pie do they serve at Bronner's? Dessert pie.
Live radio. All right, John, in the 8 o'clock hour, we are going to get into Michigan State hoops. We want Spartan participation today. I think there's a real shot for the one seed if they win out. We'll get into the priority this weekend. Big Pistons game, Wings fighting for their life, college hoops getting into full swing. We'll get into that in the 8 o'clock hour. But I want to know your reaction to this Tarion Arnold story. And I think you know what I'm talking about. Heather, I think you saw this story too.
Oh, I know the story.
Tarion Arnold, and this is, John, you could speak to it more so, common in the NFL where they have the rookie pick up the tab.
Sure. If you're a first or a second round pick, you get a good size signing bonus. You're generally just taking out the position group.
So Tarion Arnold posted a video and it has the receipt from the dinner he took the team out to.
Yeah.
And the bill for 20 guys, steak restaurant here in Detroit, $100,000.
What?
Yeah. I saw this story a couple of days ago, and I thought to myself, I'm like, this is absolutely ridiculous. I'm not a big fan. I'm fine with going out and, hey, you. For us as offensive linemen, right, you take the guys out, and thankfully, they're all beer drinkers, right? Nobody's ordering, you know, expensive bottles of champagne. And for us, the tradition was before we broke training camp. So it was during, you know, training camp. It wasn't after the season. We would have, you know, like 2 days off following this. So we were in Frostburg, Maryland. There's a little pub there called Dunkin's. So we would go to Dunkin's and we'd basically spend the night there. I think I ended up spending like $500 on the O-line. So it wasn't dinner. It wasn't anything like that. It was just you pick up the tab at the end. We would do this throughout the course, and our training camp changed, and we were back in, you know, in Virginia. We were at the, you know, Redskins facility. So it kind of evolved into taking guys out to dinner. We would always threaten and make them sweat. Like if we went to the Capitol Grill or something like that, and, you know, we would order, I'd order the 48 ounce porterhouse. It was delicious. And, you know, you'd finish it off, but it, you know, we never got to $100,000. Maybe it was $4,000 or $5,000.
$100,000. I mean, Heather, I know you were going, how do you even get to $100,000?
It's hard for me to fathom. Like, it's hard for me to actually understand. Cause I think, okay, they're going to get really nice steaks, right? You're getting the most expensive steak dinner.
But what's like a really pricey steak?
I don't know. I don't eat steak. Two something.
$250?
Yeah.
They're buying expensive bottles of whatever.
You can
whatever.
Go more depending on where you go. Like if you get a Wagyu or something like that.
But if I went $250 a person, 20 people, that's $5,000. How do we get 100?
Yeah.
I mean, it was 80 plus the tax and tip gets them to 100.
I'm guessing, and this is a wild assumption. I'm making the assumption because this is what we do. I mentioned I'd make the rookie sweat. You know, the bill would come. It'd be $5,000. And at that time, right, nobody was making money in college.
Mm-hmm.
Not like they are now. So it was the first time anybody had any money. It's the first time they had to pay for a big bill. And I'd take the rookie aside and be like, hey, okay, there's, you know, three of us vets. Here's $1,000 from each of us. You get 2,000, we get 3,000, and, you know, you go ahead and pay the bill. So we would take a little bit of the burden off, but it was the matter of making them sweat as we're ordering, you know, throughout the course of the dinner.
So we don't know if anybody stepped up, but if this is true, that he showed up and shelled out $102,000 on one dinner for 20 teammates and no one stepped up, fair or foul, you say?
Foul. Way out of line.
Way.
Like everybody would say foul. Yeah. Even if you try to skew it for, okay, he makes a lot of money, so let's try to put this in regular people terms. I think $8 million was his compensation for last year.
Pre-tax.
Sure, pre-tax. It's like a little more than a percentage of his income. one. So if someone made $100,000, it would be north of $1,000 for a dinner. I mean, that's right. A lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
If you made 50, it'd be more than $500 for a dinner.
And I don't really care how much you make. Shelling out $100,000 for a dinner, that's not a wedding reception for your daughter or a bar mitzvah, whatever it is. Like, that is, to me, it's way out of line.
Curious your experience with it, because I know this is a thing in the NFL. And
$500 at Dunkin's will get you a long way and a really good time.
How much booze did they buy to get to $100,000 or even the $80,000 before the tax? That's, anyway, that was in the news this week. We got more to get to in the 8 o'clock hour. It's 97.1.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.